Today, a tour of Chattanooga's most unique farm. It's unique because it's located on an island. It's in the middle of the Tennessee River, and the only way to get there is by boat. I arrive Monday morning at the shore. A man named Daniel Westcott parks the boat and picks me up. I climb inside the small motorboat, and then Westcott and I speed off across the Tennessee River to Williams Island.
A lot of trips across the river.
We travel quickly across the river. We arrive at the island, which is located across from the Baylor School in downtown Chattanooga. Westcott ties the boat to a small dock. From there, we walk along a muddy, uneven trail, heading towards the crops in the field. Westcott explains how this arrangement makes transportation difficult. Some days, the farm might ship out hundreds of pounds of produce, but each box has to be carried down this narrow trail and shipped on the small metal boat. He says it's a bottleneck in the shipping process.
End up picking up our produce and setting it back down a lot more times than you would on an average farm. We have to pick it up, get it to the packing shed, take it out, wash it, pack it, pick it up, put it in a box, or onto the truck, bring it down here, pick it up, put it in a boat.
From there, it goes out to customers, and that's the big advantage to this unusual location. Because the island is near downtown, it's near Greenlife Grocery and the Main Street Farmers Market, where customers wait to buy this produce. The island can deliver fresh produce because it's so close to the markets. There's also a kind of subscription program that customers can join. It's called the CSA program.
Community-supported agriculture. It's where families invest in the farm at the beginning of a season, and they pay for... our season's going to be 24 weeks, where every week they pick up a box of food for their family.
That's Ashley Baggett. She's one of the people who has worked here since the beginning, three seasons ago. The Williams Island Farm was originally founded by a teacher named Larry Roberts from the Baylor School. Currently, the state owns the island itself, and the Tennessee River Gorge Trust manages and leases the land. On the Monday when I arrive, five farmers are working there, getting ready for the upcoming season. One of those farmers is Kelsey Keener. He says the island isn't always easy.
There's a lot of really unique things about the island and about this farm. There's definitely a lot of challenges to being on an island, mainly that have to do with bringing things here and taking products off. But we've had a lot of fun doing it, and really the closeness to the city is another really unique thing about this farm.
One more advantage to being a river island farm, the rich soil. Noah Bresler is the garden manager.
We are fortunate to be here in the middle of the Tennessee River. We farm on alluvial soil, and means we don't have a single rock on our entire farm that wasn't brought here by a human. And that's probably a large part of the reason why we grow great roots. Stuff like beets and carrots, they love to plunge down into the soil without being interrupted by a rock.
This time of year, the farmers are planting basil, peppers, cucumbers, squash, tomatoes, especially tomatoes.
Talk to all the old-time truck farmers in the area, and they'll tell you, you can sell tomatoes and you can sell squash, you can sell beans, and we plant a lot of all those things.
Another thing that sells is livestock. Sheep, to be specific, Westcott explains.
That's another area that this farm focuses in, and that's mostly through Kelsey Keener's doing, as Kelsey and Ashley's doing. They raise Katahdin sheep to sell for meat. So we just had a whole bunch of the lambs, or a whole bunch of the ewes had lambed. In other words, now we have a whole bunch of cute little lambs.
Westcott and Bresler lead me down to where the lambs are eating, jumping, and playing. A couple of young sheepdogs stand watch. The sheep are important. They're good for more than just meat. They also eat old and unwanted plants, which clears the ground and makes way for new crops.
Having the sheep come through really helps to fertilize a garden. You know, they're dropping their manure and their urine, which is going to grow great, which helps to grow great vegetables. It's one of the things that being out here on the island really allows us to do, is we have the freedom to have vegetables and animals right here in the city. And so we can work this more of a diversified rotation.
And that's one of the big themes on this farm, rotation. For example, the sheep graze in rotation, moving each day across the land. Kelsey Keener explains doing that keeps both the land and the animals healthy.
With our sheep and the chickens, all of our animals, we move pretty much every day in small paddocks onto fresh grass. So they're constantly eating like the freshest, healthiest grass available to them.
Similarly, as Noah Bresler looks around the island, he notes different rotations of crops, and all the diversity keeps the land healthy.
You can kind of see the different stages of things right now. You know, the mature garlic and the broccoli and the kale, that's doing pretty well. It's getting close to harvest. And then the cucumbers and the squash that have just been seeded, and then the field that was just plowed and is about to have some compost spread on it.
It's important to plant so many different crops because the opposite way, monoculture farming, can drain the soil, Westcott says.
Like if you were to just plant the same crop, you're asking for the soil to give you the same nutrients for the same crop year after year or season after season, and without replenishing it through I don't know, any natural means like compost or green mulching. Like people are dependent on replenishing the soil through fertilizers, which doesn't actually replenish the soil. It's just sort of like a Band-Aid.
The way these farmers work on Williams Island, this diverse way, takes personal attention. It takes people rather than machines. It's a slower, more careful way to farm, but it's important to the long-term health of the soil, they say.
And so we're trying to, you know, we rotate our crops. So some ground that was tilled in the spring last year will be tilled in the fall. A ground that had summer crops will have fall crops the year after. It's agriculture that people have been practicing for hundreds and hundreds of years. And, you know, we learn the most talking to old-timers in the area. But it's an agriculture that people have forgotten.
Tomorrow, we will return to Williams Island with more of our tour, and we will find out more about the community-supported agriculture program. Until then, you can find more information at www.williamsislandfarm.com or just follow the link at the Around and About blog at wutc.org. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.